Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and there's plenty of it, believe me. Okay, this just in, breaking news. Manchin of West Virginia has said that he may only support a bipartisan COVID relief bill. And Kristen Sinema of Arizona may go the same, although she wasn't as explicit. Why is that? Manchin is a Democrat. He's one of ours, and he's a good guy, and he's taken some very tough votes. He's voted to convict Trump on the impeachment in the Ukraine. He's stood tall on convicting him again right now. He's supported all of Biden's cabinet picks. He votes for the Democrats. But West Virginia is also a state where Trump won by double digits. Well, big double digits. Somehow Manchin holds on. There's split voting in West Virginia. Manchin is on the ballot. They vote for him no matter who is running for president. We need him. We need him. That's got to be taken into account. Another fact about West Virginia, and I've known guys from West Virginia in the Navy, West Virginia has the highest percentage of Medal of Honor winners per capita of any state in the country. Any state in the country. California, Texas, New York, doesn't matter, Florida. West Virginia has the highest percentage of Medal of Honor winners. These guys, you know, it's a rural state, and they have their opinions, and they act them out. They act them out. And frequently as patriots, it's very good. Anyway, so Manchin. Then Sinema is in Arizona. Now remember, Arizona is basically a red state. Basically a red state. Republican governor, Republican legislature, historically one of the reddest of the states. It didn't become a state until 1912. My grandfather went there before it was a state. He traveled there. There's a picture. He liked cameras, which is unusual back in the turn of the previous century. Seen a picture of him. Never met him. He passed away before I was born, but it's a great state. I've been there, but very conservative. So Kristen Sinema wants to get reelected, and she's been silent. But I think that one of the reasons Biden wants bipartisan support is he wants to bring along Sinema and Manchin. They have got to be able to say to their constituents that at least one Republican went along with it. Not necessarily that, you know, 10 did to bring it to 60 so they can do it outside of the budget reconciliation process, which is another device. But are they going to even get one? Are they going to even get one? And if Manchin holds out, what are the things that he's raising? And I'm sure they're just things that he's heard from his home state. One of them is there's several hundred million dollars in this thing going as relief to the states themselves. The states themselves. The states have payroll. First of all, they have to pay for vaccine distribution. They have to pay for vaccines. They also have suffered terrible cuts because people are out of work. They're paying unemployment comp. They're not getting tax revenues. They need it. I support it. So does Biden and everybody else. But the Republicans have peddled the theory that somehow states with more generous benefits, which tend to be like New York, California, and so on, are going to get some of this. And the way it should be is they should be dragged down to the level of West Virginia. And the sad thing about this cultural dispute is that there are certain states in this country that basically are givers of federal taxes and it's exported to other states, and there's certain takers or receivers. And I don't say that pejoratively. All good states, all good people, all serving in our military, they're our fellow Americans. But states like the northern industrial states, New York, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all pay federal taxes more than they get back. And the surplus is used by the federal government in states that get more in them than they give back themselves. Those are usually the southern states, except for Texas and Florida. So there's something of a cultural divide there, and Manchin's caught in it. The other thing, which amazed me, but that's what he says, is he's concerned about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, representing West Virginia. My thought is West Virginia should like that, because that's an income raise. Right now, the federal minimum wage is under $8 an hour, at seven something. And if you adjust it for inflation, the minimum wage in 1968 was over $10 an hour in present dollars. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You should at least raise it right away to about $10.50 an hour, just to go back to 1968. And the idea of $5 an hour more is simply a lot of time's gone by since 1968. 53 years have gone by. Maybe it's time to get a raise. How would you like to not only not get a raise in 53 years, but you also had your wages cut? You also had your wages cut. Luke, you have something to jump in on this? You're looking like you agree, which I really appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Because on radio, the only guy I can see is Luke. And I like to see his big smile. I like to see that he agrees.
I'm just reading I'm reading the stories for the headlines that I got to pull for the rest of the day. But, I'm definitely nodding along as I listen.
Right. Well, the point is, Manchin is raising that. Now, that's something we can't back off on. We can't back off on that. And frankly, I don't think we should back off on giving relief to the states, because they're getting hammered real bad. And $1.9 trillion is what the doctor ordered to tide us over until the vaccines take hold. So there you have it. Manchin, maybe Sinema, may have to have some arms twisted. Biden may have to have him for lunch. Take him aside and say, you better come correct with some respect. I'm the president. I need this vote. And what else do you need? That kind of thing. You know, Abraham Lincoln, do you know how the civil rights era constitutional amendments and some of the legislation, he would call guys in and this is Abraham Lincoln. And they say, no, I'm voting for it. And of course, he was 6'4", which back in 1860s was pretty tall. And he'd grab him. And he'd say, I will give you a postmastership in Pennsylvania, which is very lucrative in those days, if you do it. And nowadays, you'd think that was corrupt. That's the only way we got some of the best constitutional amendments we have. Eliminating slavery, for one of them, the guy knew how to do it. The guy, he's our greatest. What a guy. What a wonderful guy. What a wonderful, wonderful guy. We're going to the lines. Dick Amatis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Couple quick things. I'm happy to see we still have the most corrupt U.S. senator, but certainly not the dumbest after hearing Tuberville. Did you hear his excuse for not commenting on he said because of the weather was so bad he couldn't comment on it, on the situation with impeachment and the insurrection and the riots, because
yeah, well, the thing about him, Dick, is that this is not the brightest bulb on the tree. Okay.
No,
he's a guy. Listen to this. His defense was his partner. He started a financial fund with his partner and made a lot of money. And then the partner was charged with securities fraud and Tuberville's the other partner. And he went into the office every day and they were going to charge Tuberville. His lawyer said, Tuberville's too dumb. He doesn't understand securities law. And they go, okay. And he was the football coach at Auburn. That's a big deal. They let him off, and now he's the U.S. Senator. I mean, they can't be proud of that down there. They cannot be proud of it.
No.
Thanks a lot for calling in. There's one other piece of news I want to get out before the break, and that is, interesting, good news. The Manhattan District Attorney has announced that he may bring criminal charges against Steve Bannon under state law. Now, remember, Steve Bannon was Trump's alter ego, a very strange guy, very, very strange guy. And he's the guy with a couple of other people that started a fund where they said, send us money and we'll build a wall with Mexico. They got millions of dollars and they used some of it for the wall with Mexico, but they figured, well, no one will notice if we help ourselves to a little of it ourselves. They helped themselves to $1 million. It's a lot of money. And so that basically is solicitation fraud. It's a federal crime, but it's also a state crime. What happened is the authorities were about to prosecute him federally, and Trump And they did. And then Trump pardoned him and he went around grinning. What he forgot is it was also a violation of state law. State of New York, some of the things he said and did up there were violations of state law and fraud, financial fraud. And so now Cyrus Vance, who's a great DA in Manhattan, has said, I may charge him under state law. And Trump could not pardon him from that. Trump does not have the ability to pardon people from state criminal offenses. The other thing is, Trump, whoever wrote the pardons for Trump, and this could be a law school course on pardons, wrote them sloppy so that he the language he used may not have pardoned him from federal charges, even for money laundering and other things. They were too specifically written for the purpose that he wanted. So he bungled it. So Bannon grinned a lot. Now he's not grinning so much anymore. So stand by. See what Cyrus Vance does. He has a lot on his plate. He also has a grand jury looking at Giuliani, who is not pardoned by Trump. And Trump is an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the cases against Michael Cohen. So this is going to be a very busy season for the Manhattan DA. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that.